Hi guys, this is Leonard from the Matriarchy. I just wanted to let you all know that we're going to be at the Pride
Leonard,
Parade.
What are you doing in our studio?
Well, you see, Todd invited some peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters over to our studio so he could check his privilege and listen to what they had to say.
What does that have to do with you being in our studio?
Well, you see, Todd was trying to share the sweet, sweet love of Jesus with them. But when he explained that we're all the same color after Jesus washes us white as snow, they didn't exactly respond well. So, he's in the hospital. But that's not their fault. His whiteness apparently just isn't ready to die to itself.
Leonard?
Yeah, Tony.
Get out!
Yeah, okay. Doodaloo.
Just give me back my chair and my mic. Sheesh, these guys.
Oh, Tony.
What now?
Be sure to pin us on Pinterest, friend.
Leonard,
because
I'm going to throw you out if you don't get out that door.
Okay, I'm going.
Patriarchy.
Rise up, O men of God. Have done with lesser.
Rise up, O men of God.
So, man, what's up? It's been a while.
Not much, dude.
It's been a while.
I know it's been a long time. And as I was getting ready, we were getting ready to record that while that song was playing, I just watched my wife walk down the steps here carrying a load of laundry, and she tripped and fell, and I watched the whole thing unfold.
Oh. And so we're back. Oh, goodness. So, okay, honestly, do you have a book of dad jokes? Do you?
No.
Or
no.
Do you have a website? I always think you do. I'm like, he's got to have some stockpile somewhere, and he just reaches in that cabinet, pulls one out, and all right, he's going to incorporate it somehow into this.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
Well, dude, it's been a while. It's good to be back for half a episode, and then
however long it goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's start. Okay, let's just get it out of the way. Are we coming back?
Are we coming back? Yes.
Yes, we're coming back.
Yeah,
yes,
certainly
yes.
Back.
Everybody's asking. Yes, we're going to come back. This is not it right now. We took a break, and then we decided to take a longer break. A lot of other background stuff went into that we're not going to go into. Mostly just stuff to just try and take a break from things, get things settled over the summer and whatnot, and family stuff, on and on. So when are we going to come back? We were going to come back at the end of summer. So you guys have the summer to miss us. I know. We should insert the little wah, wah, wah. You know, I don't think I have that one, but maybe I do. I think I do. Anyway, we'll be coming back. And part of the reason is we wanted to streamline some things. We have other ideas of things we want to do, which I don't know. We could talk about now even. Kind of like this, actually. You and I were talking earlier. Maybe at some point doing some kind of like patriarchy unplugged thing where maybe we release like a half episode where it's just us talking about something or just life or whatever. I don't know. We're tossing things out there and something like this where it's kind of a little more free form and not as much of the standard episode that we did. That would be, we're not going to go away from the standard episode or do those, but that would be like on top of that too, because we want to kind of branch out and do some other things and give you some better content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. our usual episodes, we usually have like a topic or some kind of application for men, and we work through, we try to dig into it. We get an interview going, and so it's quite an ordeal to put that together. But we like to also be able to just have conversations, sit down, what topic we want to talk about, and just knock it out for a little bit on. And so that might be helpful. So
what have you been up to? I mean, if people don't know, if you didn't follow us on Facebook, which you should, we got dogs. The patriarchy got dogs. We got puppies. I don't know why we decided to do that. I think there's a couple of weeks in there where I was like, yeah, it'll be okay. And you were like, I don't know. And then I think I went back to the other side where I was like, I don't know. I don't know why I did this right now.
Yeah. Then I kind of went to the, it's okay.
So yeah. Side. Yeah. Yeah. We kind of flip flopped on that.
Go ahead. We had just bought a house.
Right.
And my wife is expecting our sixth child. And we still haven't really gotten a good night's rest from the fifth child. He still has some issues. He has eczema. And so getting a full night's rest. And then we throw this brand new puppy in the mix, in which it never dawned on me to really think that, yeah, you got to get up in the middle of the night and take this thing out to pee. And so the first week or so, the schedule was put the baby to bed, take the puppy to pee, put the baby back to bed, take the puppy to pee.
Right.
And it was alternating.
Rinse and repeat. Yeah.
Yes. Now, little General Lee, this is my puppy's name, General Lee. He's getting big, man.
I know. I was looking at pictures. Our pups are what, 15, 16 weeks old, something like that. And we got them when they're like 9 weeks old or something. And I was looking back at pictures the other day and I'm like, wow. Like, she's my dog's Matilda, Tilly, as we call her. Like, Tilly's already like 30 something pounds. Like, she's way bigger than when we got her. And even my neighbors are like, she's getting big. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, she's getting there. But that was my idea. You can blame me. I kind of felt bad for a while there because you weren't even planning on getting a dog. And then we were looking for a puppy and we couldn't find anybody that would let us adopt around here because the shelters are stupid. And they were like, basically, if you didn't have a fenced in yard, you weren't allowed to adopt a pup or whatever. And so then I happened to see online, actually two of our fans, a couple that we know, Brittany and Chris Connolly, give you guys a shout out. They had posted a shared post with all of these puppies. And I was like, oh, they look like really cute and they look fun. And I said on it, oh man, if you guys were closer, I totally guys take you up on this offer. And they were like, we'll drive it up to you. And they're in Arkansas. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, you guys don't need to do that. And they're like, no, we got to go through there. We'll take you up one. And anyway, we ended up setting that up. And I happened to say to you, because you said, how you doing or something in a message. I'm like, hey, we're getting a puppy, because I've been telling you we were looking at one. And then I was like, hey, do you want one? And you were like, maybe. And I kind of like talked you into it. And then I think like 1 or 2 weeks into that whole ordeal, I was like, what did I do to Joseph?
Well, I had mentioned to my wife and my kids since we moved here, like, you know, maybe we'll get a dog or we were thinking about getting some chickens right away. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The city that we moved in, chickens were not allowed. And so I actually went to the city council. And did
the chicken dance?
Yeah, went to the chicken dance. Wrote some letters to them and spoke at the. I almost said spoke at the chicken council. Chicken. Spoke.
I for some reason in my head I went right to like the council in the Lord of the Rings thing, and I just imagined all these people sitting around, but they're all chickens. I'm like, they go to the chicken.
Foghorn is the one that slams his axe down.
Right, there you go.
No. No, but I went to the city council and talked to them, and they actually just recently, they changed the law because of that. They changed the law to allow us to have chickens. So I was thinking about getting chickens. I remember mentioning that to you, and I mentioned, you know, maybe we're going to get, maybe think about getting a dog. And then you were like, hey, your dog's coming on Monday.
Yeah.
And then it actually came on Sunday.
Right. Yeah, it was Sunday. Yeah, you got yours earlier on Sunday. I got mine at like, so what did I tell you? Eventually, I think it was like 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
It was one of those, you know, you get the puppy and the puppy's running around the living room at like 2 or 3 a.m. And I remember looking at my wife and we kind of gave each other that look like, what did we do? Like, oh, no. Yeah. No, I'm glad. I'm glad we got our pup. There's some days that are a little more trying than others, but she's fun. She's a good pup. If she would stop, like I told you earlier, if she would stop digging holes the size of her body in my backyard, that'd be fun. But other than that, she's pretty good. I think your pup potty trained, I think, before mine, if I remember right. I think you were saying yours was doing pretty good.
Well, he is. He'll have an accident every once in a while.
Yeah.
But he's gotten really good, like going into his crate, coming out of his crate, and we keep him outside most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do we. Yeah.
And the thing we're working on now is he likes to jump on people and nip at people. And we're trying to nip that in the bud.
That was on the fly. I didn't see you read that out of a book. So
No.
Well, I mean, other than that, go ahead. You can finish.
I was going to say, so that happened. We had the coronavirus stuff happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, right as we moved, and that actually, moving was interesting because we moved into a new house. We did some work on the house, remodeled a room, all during the shutdown stuff. So for us, being shut into our house was not quite the big deal of everybody else because it was new to us. And so it was kind of like, you know, we didn't mind being shut into a new place. We had come from a smaller place into this. And so, but one of the things I've been waiting on was this, there's this Lego store I was waiting on to reopen, and it just reopened. And I heard there were lines for blocks.
I knew this was not going to be a real story. I'm like, you've never talked about Legos before, ever. This is going to be a joke. This is going to be a pun somewhere. Yeah.
Sorry. There are people waiting for blocks is what I heard.
Yeah. Nice. Actually, my it's funny. You mentioned Legos. So one of my sons, he recently turned 5, and we got him some Lego stuff for his birthday, and he's been building stuff like crazy, and he's really good at it. He did a good job. He followed all the instructions. He got like a little, I think one of them was like a little Star Wars X-Wing type thing, and I don't know. I'm not as much up on the Star Wars stuff anymore because I hate the new movies, but whatever it was, it had something with Kylo Ren on it, and he built that all by himself, took out the little manual and went through and built it all up, and is very proud of it. He likes it, so he's been more interested even more than ever of anything I'm doing outside or inside when it comes to like making something or building things, so that was kind of fun. I loved Legos. I don't know about you. Did you play with Legos as a kid? I loved Legos when I was a kid.
No, for me, it was I kind of did, but it was more G.I. Joes.
Yeah. I had them too. Yeah. Did you have any did you have the big ones?
I had the normal action figures. I had it's called the USS flag that took up my whole living room. And so we would put that up once a quarter. My dad would let us put that up and keep it up for like a week because it would take up the whole living room.
Right.
And so, but the neighborhood kids would come. We would take them outside and use fireworks and blow off their legs and things like that.
Sid from Toy Story or whatever. we did too. We had a, we don't anymore, but the town that I grew up in used to have a falls, like a waterfall. But they, I think when I was in college or something, they said the river wasn't flowing well enough, so they kind of like blew up the falls, and now it's just like a river. But we used to go as kids, and yeah, we would take our G.I. Joes down to the falls, and we'd tie like fishing line to them or whatever and make these, you know, elaborate rescue operations that we would put them down over. We weren't really supposed to be out on the falls. We were boys. But we would like go out on the falls, you know, and put them down with their little lines and everything. And I think we probably lost a few. There's probably still a few G.I. Joes down there, but you know, it's a... In every war, there's lives lost. That's what we tell ourselves. But yeah, no, I had a lot of those. I played with a lot of Legos. I had like, I didn't really have the sets, you know, like the ones you buy that you're supposed to build a particular thing. I ended up getting like, I remember I had this big red suitcase. I don't know, maybe somebody out there knows what I'm talking about, but there was like this big red suitcase thing, and you opened it up, and it just was hundreds and hundreds of Legos inside. And that was like what I would play with. We would just take that out and just build all sorts of stuff, castles and ships and weapons and whatever. But G.I. Joes, Legos, Ninja Turtles.
These things are important for your sons and our sons as well was important, of teaching how to build, how to use your imagination in a way of defending people. You know, I always kind of joke, and it's kind of a half joke, that G.I. Joe played a part in me joining the Army when I was older. Yeah. And it kind of did. Like,
I'm sure it did.
The idea of wanting to defend people and defend our nation, and then it was ingrained in a young age. And I think it's a good thing. Teach our men, our young men, our sons, how to build. You know, that's just one of the things that we say in our, what's our slogan? That I always get it backwards.
Build, fight, protect, lead.
Yeah, build, fight, protect,
lead. I think you always get the first two backwards.
Yeah. And, well, I just want to get straight to fighting.
Sure. I'm just kidding. Yeah, right.
But, it's important to build. And I think that's one of the things is, as we're talking here, is the reason we've taken this break and bring it back around to that is because we want to build up more useful things for our listeners and to be able to have more content. And so I think this break was necessary, and it's kind of given us a retooling of like how we might do things, which will hopefully be more helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the things I've been building, well, if I can put a plug in, is about to come out, is a book for your sons called It's Good to Be a Boy. And we put in the final draft, the final artwork, all of it. And I should be getting in the mail any day the first physical proof of the book.
Nice.
And so
it looks great. What you sent me, the artwork and all the stuff, the little snippets you sent me, it looks great. I'm excited.
Yeah, and some of our listeners helped fund some of that, so I wanted to thank them for that and be on the lookout. It'll be coming out hopefully in the next week or so. We'll be introducing it. You can go on Amazon, all your favorite online bookstores, and be able to buy it
until Amazon bans it.
Until they find out what's in it.
Until they find out what's in it. Just you can't. You don't want to put one of those little sample snippets on it. You know, just don't even give a description of the book. You know, just written by Joseph Spurgeon. There you go.
Well, that's enough, man.
That's true. That's true. You have to go under a pseudonym or whatever. You have to do a Dr. Seuss, something else. Yeah. No, that's cool. So, that's exciting. I forgot you were doing that too, and then I know you were getting those proofs coming back, and so that makes sense.
So, all right, man. Well, anything else that you wanted to tell the listeners about what you've been doing? And
no, a lot of family things. There's things happening in the background, just trying to help other family members with a few situations and stuff outside, stuff around the house. Still things. I mean, we've been in this house for a couple of years, but there's just still things that we're trying to do on the outside of the house now, and a few things in the inside. But and I've got, I don't know what it is around here, but I have some vines and stuff that are not fun, and it's been killing trees, and so I'm chopping up trees with a chainsaw. So I've been doing that. Well, but
once you get those projects done, then you'll never have to work on the house again.
Absolutely. There'll never ever been another thing in the house to work on. I wish. There's always something breaking. That was the other those things too. You know, when you got kids, something breaks and you gotta fix it. So I think I fixed the same table like 3 times already in the past like 2 months. Maybe I just need to buy a new table. I don't know. But other than that, I'm trying to think of I think I alluded to that on that half episode we released when we first started the hiatus, that, you know, there, we wanted to do extra episode things. We wanted to get the website up and going at some point here so we can do some writing. So that Cross Politic doesn't keep stealing your writing. Because you're writing for them.
Yeah. Because I just wrote an article.
Yeah. We've written two so far for them, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. And the latest one is a happy little cheerful thing called Will Anybody Love Amy Bird?
Bird, yeah.
And I encourage you to read it. And keep in mind that feminism, as we say, ruins everything. And it's not just feminism. It's any kind of error from scripture it distorts and it hurts and harms people. And when it's allowed to be continually taught, people grow, their hearts grow cold when they begin to teach things contrary to the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And pastors and elders have been ordained, have been called to speak truths. And there's all kinds of tools we have in our tool belt. And one of them is a strong rebuke. And that's the one we don't like in our day. And our people hate to hear rebukes. They think that's not part of the Christian's vocabulary. But you go and you look at the Apostle Paul, you look at Jesus, the prophets. I mean, there's a whole thing called Martin Luther insult generators online.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
And we laugh at them and they strike us as crude. And some of them probably are crude.
Yeah. Yeah.
But really, what he is getting across is that there was serious error that was harming people and dishonoring God. And so Martin Luther would often speak strongly. And he didn't come up with that with himself. That's the history of the church. Pastors and elders being strong and bold. And so my article was just, I think, trying to fall into that and hopefully a strong warning to Amy Bird, but anyone that would be tempted to follow her errors, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Go back to Scripture. Go back to the fatherhood of God. Go back to what Scripture says about sexuality and about authority. Those are the things that we need in this day, and that's why we do this podcast,
mm-hmm.
because people hate authority. They hate father authority, they hate church authority, and they hate civil authority. And we're seeing that everywhere we go. And so,
especially right now,
I think that's what's needed in our day. And we need men who are not afraid to do what God calls them to do within their particular calling. I've been telling some people in my church, we've been talking about one of the aspects of the Christian life is really just figuring out where God has placed you as your station in life, your calling in life, your gifts and your intellect, your talents. God made all of us different. This idea of equality in the sense of everybody being equal is just not there. In Scripture, I mean, we're all equal before God, and as we can be his children, we can be co-heirs in Christ. But God didn't make us all with the same gifts and skills or the same places in life.
Mm-hmm.
And part of being a Christian is recognizing where God placed you, being content, trusting the sovereignty of God, and then living as God intends you to live within that place. I mean, that's really what the Patriarchy Podcast and what we're all about, is instructing men in their places in life, where that's at. So I don't know if I'm rambling now, but the point
<You're>
is
<fine. laughs>
the point is we live in a time where that is hated and despised. And we hopefully, this podcast, the writings that we do, and then our larger network can be helpful teaching within that. And then also, we want to encourage all of our listeners always to go back to their pastors and elders for their feed, right? Their mm-hmm. that's where you get the best food, mm-hmm. is from your local pastors and elders. So we're like supplementary food, if you will. Your main feed better not be us. Let it come
that's
for
from, sure. Yeah.
Let it come from your pastors and elders, and then we're kind of like when you stop off at Dairy Queen on the way home and you pick up a Blizzard. We'll be that.
It's that's a weird way to put it, but okay. I was just going to say we're like the snack in between okay. in between meals to kind of get you to the main meal, when you're just like, hey, we're the things that give you diabetes.
Well, Tony's the Skittles Blizzard.
Ew! Oh, is there actually a Skittles? That's disgusting. I am not a Skittle. No, I am not a Skittles Blizzard. That's disgusting. Oh, that's so gross. No, man. I mean, when I get Blizzards, Now that we're going to go on that subject, since we okay, the point of that is, so you don't miss it, is we're not your church and we're not your elders, so you better be going to church and learning from your elders, okay? But on that subject, I'm not going to let it go. I'm not a Skittles blizzard. If I go to Dairy Queen, I get Reese's Cup blizzard with the big chunks of peanut butter and chocolate. All right, that's the way you ought to do it.
I'm the royal blizzard, the one with the peanut butter right down the middle of it. Yeah,
right that, see, peanut butter and chocolate, that's the way to go, man. That's the way to go. But yeah,
we probably should have used something better than Dairy Queen.
That's what I did. Right, yeah. You could have said Burger King at least or something, you know, on the way between there. But
okay,
I don't know. Well, anyway, but yeah, actually, on that subject. During this time, this has been, it's been good for me and my family in a lot of ways too, because you and I talked off air and stuff too. And some people that are close, I was starting to burn out because we'd been going hard, since we began. I mean, there's only maybe a couple episodes or a couple weeks, I should say, that we missed, in that first year. And neither of us had done a podcast or a show before. And you know, we were plodding away pretty hard at that. And then, so I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, ignoring my family. And there were some things that I kind of just needed to attend to and stuff. And plus, I just think we need a bit of a break to kind of just regroup and figure out what we're going to do. So actually, you and I were talking. It was your idea, and I think it's a good idea. Sometimes you have good ideas. Not always, but sometimes. But we're talking about doing like seasons, you know, going forward, where we have, you know, so many episodes for a season, then we take a little bit of a break, not this long of one in between, but we take a bit of a break and then we come back and do it. But on top of that, we would like to try at some point, not right away, but we're at some point doing some other supplemental things, you know, where we kind of like this, where we just talk about life or about a subject, something that's going on. I don't know. Maybe we talk about recent events, whatever's going on, that kind of thing. I'd probably call it like the Patriarchy Unplugged or Patriarchy After Dark. Actually, if you like any of those ideas or you have ideas for a show title for that, comment under, you know, this on whatever social media that we post this on. But yeah, I mean, that'd be a cool thing to do. And I've been trying to kind of figure out how to get there. I think a big thing I've been learning through it too is definitely time management. Like I actually found on my phone, there's a setting on my phone to actually set timers for particular apps even, so that they won't even send notifications anymore after a certain particular point. So I'm not even taken away by my phone, things around the house, even just, you know, we don't have cable, but you know, we've got like Amazon Prime or something, but instead of doing that, you know, we like the other week we brought up what was that sermon called? Vodi's sermon, ethnic Gnosticism. It was actually from a year ago, from Founders Men, and you should look it up on YouTube if you're listening and you've not heard the ethnic Gnosticism talk by Vodi. Go look it up while we're through time, about an hour long. But like that, you know, rather than watching, I don't know, a pointless show or something on Amazon Prime, and there's nothing wrong with entertainment, but we decided, hey, we're going to do that or something like that instead. And just trying to make maybe better routines, and especially since we can be outside more now and we're not like barred from going out anymore, at least in my state, you know, things like that, that just try and be in, I hate the word intentional. I was just talking about that with a friend the other day, but it's the right word for this. Being intentional with your time and how you use it. So that's been something I've been kind of working with and working on. But yeah.
Good, man. Well, I try to be intentional about not using that phrase.
Nice.
Didn't work that time.
No, it didn't. It's weird because sometimes it is actually the appropriate word to use, but I think because it's so overused, like you don't, you know, you want to not use that term. But
well, what I try to do is be intentional about being winsome.
Oh no.
and
and nuanced
and loving on people.
Yes.
Oh, and nuance,
yeah. Nuanced, yeah, that's another one. Nuance, yes. Winsome, yeah. Nuance, loving on people. Yeah, we should make a whole thing on that one. But yeah, no, I mean, there's hope. I mean, you know what, to our listeners, I mean, since we're going to have some time in between when this is released in the end of summer, we have gotten messages, by the way. We've had some really encouraging messages. We appreciate that. If you have feedback, positive or negative, only positive. No, but positive or negative, but please give us feedback. But if there's something like a particular episode or a story, like you shared an episode with somebody and it made a big difference in their life, please do let us know, because there are periods of time where I feel like we get a lot of messages, you know, and they're good. And you're like, wow, this is, you know, and then there's some periods of time where you're not getting almost any. And it's not that we're driven by feedback, but it helps. And it also does encourage us too. We got one recently that was just really cool. But yeah, if you have ideas, critiques, or just encouragements, or I like, you know, just want to say, hey, I like this one particular episode. Can you do more like this or more on that subject, or questions, whatever, please feel free to either message us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, or you can send an email. If you want to email us, you can send it to contact@thepatriarchypodcast.com. And then we can both get it from there. But yeah, it's been, thank you to those of you that have sent messages. I've really appreciated that. All right, you got anything else, or?
No, man. I think we've about covered and kind of went around the horn there.
All over the place. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll wrap this up as usual. If you are not a Fight Laugh Feast Club member, please go to fightlaughfeast.com. Click the sign to become a member. Use the code PATRIARCHY when you do, because it helps support our show and helps support the network as a whole. And there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes. If you have not yet downloaded the Fight Laugh Feast Network app, go do that. It's actually a much better way to listen to our episodes and all the other ones. You can sort by show and download specific ones. And you also get notifications when new ones are posted. We're trying to get that going because, as you know, cancel culture is a real thing. So we're trying to make sure that, in case, you know, we get knocked off the mainstreams or anything like that, you still have a way to listen to everything. So please go do that. Again, if you are not a member, really, it's really beneficial, whatever tier you sign up for. The stuff behind the scenes is really good. There's sermons and talks and all sorts of really cool things. So go to fightlaughfeast.com, click sign, become a member. If you want to support us in another way, you can also go to confessionalware.com. And if you click on podcast collaborations and find our show, there's a couple shirts and a coffee mug. There should be more stuff coming out pretty soon, too. And you can buy that from them and also support their company. They have a bunch of other really cool stuff on there, too. And they're really good guys. So if you go to confessionalware.com, click on podcast collaborations and look for our show, you can buy some of our patriarchy merch. So until next time, if you have not yet bowed your knee to Christ, repent and believe. And if you have, and this specifically is for you, Samuel Salt, this is our message to you. Build, fight, protect, lead. This is the Patriarchy.